Here she is now, Ellen DeGeneres.
I feel the same way about you. You are so much better than that last crowd, I'll tell you. Have a seat, everybody. Happy first day of October, rabbit, rabbit. I don't know. Have you heard that you're supposed to say rabbit, rabbit twice on the first day of the month to bring you good luck? I don't know, I heard that. Anyway, you're welcome. I looked for a cute video of a rabbit to show you, but I couldn't find one. The internet ran out of cute rabbits, so I got a baby goat instead.
It's just as ruined. It's the new Big Fatty online.
Have you heard that you're supposed to say rabbit, rabbit twice on the first day of the month to bring you good luck?
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3001 of the BFO for Thursday, the 1st of August 2019, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Oh, Big Fatty, I am so glad that you are back at this. That was so hot yesterday. Hello, returners. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're returners because Big Fatty has returned. Yes, Big Fatty, it's like MacArthur. You, I shall return. And a Big Fatty, may I just say that yesterday on the first episode of His Poodle, yes, how did that go yesterday? Well, Big Fatty, it was a mixed bag. It was much more. I don't think people appreciate how you make it all so easy when it comes to ruining a little show. Well, it's probably true, but anyway, Big Fatty, it's a mixed bag of comments. Some people thought it was lovely, and other people couldn't wait for you to come back off your hiatus. Well, I did see one comment, Poodle. Yes, Big Fatty, what did it say? Well, it was from that Kathy Marshall. And it was my favorite comment of all. You know, during the opening, it says, starring Poodle McNoodle and co-starring Squeaky Kitty, and Kathy Marshall said it should have said, and featuring William Demarest as Uncle Charlie. Now, y'all, that won't mean... Jack beans or bull corn to most of you, but y'all, and William Demarest is Uncle Charlie. Big Fatty, can we get him on to be on the little show sometime? Well, he's probably dead. I wonder if the old gal ever met William Demarest. Big Fatty, I don't know. Well, you know, perhaps she's talking to him from afar. Well, it could be. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, that's it, y'all. Now I haven't had a Hat Arena report, y'all. I can't believe it's only been a week since I've been back. Y'all, it feels like a month. It just goes to show you how life is really different. But y'all, now I know this is probably going to upset some people when they hear this. But it shouldn't. And y'all, this is a learning process, and I know Archer is aware of this. But y'all, the Hat Arena has been classified as being in hospice now. Now, y'all, when you hear hospice, you think, oh, the end is near. But y'all, that is not the case. And hospice, you don't go to a special facility or anything. I used to think that. But y'all, it's just a certain level of care where things switch from... they switch over to comfort for the individual, and you know, things are just different in the level of chaos and what's done and all this kind of stuff. There's really once you get to that point, there's really nothing they can do to to change the inevitable. And y'all, this is not upsetting to any of us, because we've learned all of this. But y'all, we are also going to be moving the Hat Arena to a new facility. I think Archer's mother just moved to a new facility also. And y'all, this one's a little more expensive. I think it's about $1,000 more a month, which takes it up quite a bit. But y'all, it includes all of her supplies, her wet wipes and her undergarments and diaper rack. Anyway, and her cable TV and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, it may be a little bit more, but it's 1,000 times better. And y'all, I hope, and y'all, she'll be just as pleasantly confused over there as where she is now. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, like I said, now, y'all, I want to publicly thank Poodle for passing along information. Yes, because he's happy to do it. Plus, it gave me content, something you don't usually have. Supposedly yesterday, the 31st of July, was the deadline for signing up for the cooking school lunch on Friday. And the cemetery BYOB bus tour on Sunday evening. But y'all, we've been able to get an extension on those. Now, the true ending time to sign up for these is tomorrow, the 2th of August. So y'all, if you haven't been over there to sign up for that, or the Brofkus, or the Deanie's dinner, or either one of those other excursions, y'all, get on over there and sign up for those. Y'all, the Deanie's dinner, we just need a head count for that. So, you know, if something comes up and you want to come at the last minute of that, that's not as important. But with the Brofkus, we need to have the head count and the Brofkus, we need to have everybody sign up by a week from tomorrow on the 9th. Of August, so that we can give catering numbers and headcounts to Deanie's and to the motel. But y'all, head on over there. Don't delay. Go on over there. And while you're over there, maybe if you're so inclined, get you one of the Pride 48 t-shirts or other merch, as the kids are saying. Y'all, you know, it's got Mags, the Pride 48 mascot over there. And y'all, it's kind of your way to honor Mags a little bit if you wanted to. So consider doing that. But remember, tomorrow, the 2th of August, is the deadline for the lunch on Friday and the Sunday cemetery tour. And then on the 9th for the buffet breakfast and the Deanie's dinner. Yes, Big Freddy! Once again, it's true. And y'all, a couple of things before I tell you what's been going on. You know, I opened the special book that the Robs took the initiative on in doing that. Y'all, I think Rob One told me that there were over 1,300 pictures lectures that he had in the book. And y'all, each one of them have a caption and a photo credit as to who submitted it to Spotting Big Fatty or wherever they came from or anything. Y'all, this is a huge labor of love. And y'all, the surprise, I think Poodle announced it yesterday. Yes, Big Fatty. But the surprise was they had two of these books printed. And so, y'all, they're donating the second one to the Pride 48 raffle for down there in Nolens. And, y'all, you don't have to be in Nolens to participate in the raffle. Just to make a donation or any donations since the 1st through Pride 48 Nolens. For every $5 you donate, you'll get a coupon, and you can select what you want your coupons to go to. We'll have more information about all that coming up. But y'all, I'm just amazed at the amount of work that went into this. Anyway, y'all, and I had so many nice comments from different folks about the 3,000th show. And y'all, that's how I was going to kind of end it all. Because of the generosity of those of you out there, y'all, we're going to continue. Big Fatty, by the way, how many more are you going to do? Well, that's the part of the story I hadn't told yet. Now, y'all, those in Nolens are going to be able to vote on how long Big Fatty is going to continue the little show. Big Fatty, can we use negative numbers? No, there'll be three different options or for the people to vote for, and they're not going to know. Y'all, more about that in Nolens also. So keep that in you. Put that in your back pocket for right now. Yes, Big Fatty. I'm trying to think now. Y'all, I've been doing two nipple walks a day until Wednesday. No, I did it. I did two on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I did two nipple walks a day. I think I did it on, just one on Sunday. But the humidity has returned here on Thursday as I'm recording this. And on Wednesday as I'm recording this. And y'all, it's just the temperatures are in the high 90s with the humidity and all. And y'all, I'm just not gonna put myself in that kind of danger, Big Fatty, danger. I've been watching the Love Island, and y'all, there's some sort of lesbitarian action going on. I'm Big Fatty. I'm sure Miss Beaver would like to watch that. Well, probably so. Got up. First of all, I've slept okay. Y'all, I'm not having any more stitches. A stitch or soreness or anything like that. So it's nice to be back in my own bed and everything. Got up Wednesday morning and had my coffee and watched the news on the TV machine and got my shower and all. And y'all, then I was off to have lunch. I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, we went to the famous toastery again. Y'all, Big Fatty, because last time I went, I was not able to get the meatloaf sandwich. Yes, Big Fatty, don't let your meatloaf. But y'all, I got it today, and it was just lovely. And and y'all, after we had a lovely lunch, I went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. As I do on Hunt Day, went over to the Vons East. Y'all, they had the Or Ida Tater Tots. Buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had the Breyers ice cream. I got the waffle chocolate chip. They were buy one get one free. Do you like ginger snaps? Big Fatty, is that what the ginger bear eats? No, he eats oyster crackers. But y'all, take some ginger snaps and dip it in some of the strawberry flavored cream cheese. Y'all, it is absolutely out of this world. So I got some cream cheese. Y'all, they were on sale. Y'all, they had those good little cups of the citrus solid and the ruby red grapefruit for $10. I got four of those. Y'all, I did get some ginger snaps. Y'all, I bought me some fresh Brussels sprouts. Big many of you be tooting from those. Got me an onion. Y'all, they had the chopped Caesar solid kits, three for $10. And y'all, that is such a good solid. So I got three of those. And y'all, I picked up a package of the Caesar croutons also, because it needs a little something. Y'all, there's something new that the Poppin' Fresh Doughboy is selling now. Y'all, it's the Pillsbury Sweet Biscuits. And y'all, it's kind of like if you go to the Bojangles. Y'all, it's the blueberry biscuit, and it has a little icing on it. And y'all, I had a coupon for that, so I said, well, why not? I'll try it. Y'all, they had the poke loin, boneless poke loin roast on sale, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had the sliced cheeses, two for $6, and I had a coupon for that as well. Y'all, I got a dozen eggs, and y'all, I spent $40.21, but the same $17.75. Yes, be pretty!
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, that's a y'all. I've received an e-letter from Miss Patty Bacon, and it says, ole, big, big fatty. That means hello backwards. It is. It's me, Patty Bacon from Niedrabah, North Dakota, and I'm not going to forget today. No. Ole, poodle, hi. It's me, Patty Bacon, hi. That is, of course, if you have been cast in the new little show. If you haven't, maybe you retired to Walnut Hills. I heard the host of the canceled Beth Howland little show has rooms available in his annex to the motion picture home since that Connie Science and the adorable kids moved away. Big fatty Connie Science. Well, Big, you know, I never, ever miss a week, but it looks like timing was off for me to make a farewell for episode 3000. Now, Big, if you have the history right, you were on the little show with Darth Vader when you did the BFO, and now this is your third little show. This is your Here's Fatty. Let's just hope your ratings are high for many years to come, and you don't need to come back with the train wreck little show, Life with Fatty. Anyway, break a leg and all that showbiz talk, toodles, Patty. Well, first of all, Patty Bacon, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always lovely to hear from a member of the Bacon family. And you're being Fatty. I think Patty's confused. That was his poodle, not his Fatty. Well, anyway, so it's lovely to have you back. And I can assure you that the BFO will remain a train wreck. Oh dear, I guess. And you know, Life with Fatty is not a bad title. Being Fatty, it sounds like a stripper name. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely just a lovely Thursday, and I hope you said rabbit so that you'll have luck. Big Fatty, if you didn't, your luck ran out. Big Fatty came back. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, speaking of the Lesbeterians, y'all, you heard that Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen, here it is, the 1st of August. I've had that clip almost a year. Anything you want to remind people about the 1st of every month?
Have you heard that you're supposed to say rabbit twice on the first day of the month to bring you good luck?
Oh, Big Fatty, with everybody hears it every damn month here.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.